Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Women, in this episode today, we are going to be focusing on our word of the month, and our word for the month is confidence. And I think we would all agree, if we could all raise our hands in one room, that confidence is something that we struggle with even from an early age, especially as girls. I know that it is something that is a constant theme throughout our life, is understanding the concept of confidence. Where does that come from? Self-confidence, godly confidence. You know, where do we find that line? Where do we build that confidence? Where does it come from? How do we get it when we don't have it? And the verse for this month is 2 Timothy 1:7, and it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That is a great definition for confidence, because we struggle with our confidence when we are in those moments of fear, when it's a social situation and we don't know how to navigate it. Maybe it's an actual physical situation and we don't know how to get out of it. These are the moments that we really struggle with our confidence. And God's word says, "I do not give you a spirit of fear." Okay, but I feel fear. I don't know about you, but when I am in these moments, I am definitely feeling fear. God says, "I haven't given you a spirit of fear. I've given you a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." And so when we are in these moments and we are feeling this feeling, one of the first things that we need to do is recognize that that fear is a signal. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. It's not a spirit. It's a feeling and an emotion, and it's signaling something to us. And what we need to do is then turn and say, "Okay, God, you are the one who's going to come in and resolve this with me. You are the one who's already gone before me. You are the one who already has made the way for me to get through it." And God cannot give us something he does not have. God does not have a spirit of fear, therefore we can't have a spirit of fear. But what he has given us is the power of a sound mind and a power of love, just like the verse says. And so as we go through these situations, our confidence can come in because we now know what we are equipped with. We are equipped with power and love and a sound mind. So when that feeling of fear comes in, what do we do? What's a practical way for us to go about dealing with fear? And we're going to deal with fear. Here's my four tips. We're going to deal with fear with fear. So just hang with me here. So F, we are going to face it. Whatever it is that we're up against, we're going to just turn around and boldly face it. What is it? Call it what it is. Sometimes a situation, if we don't actually address what the situation is, it ends up being 10 times bigger and is 10 times more powerful than what it really is. So we actually need to stop and acknowledge what it is that's giving us this feeling, this signal of fear. Okay? Then we're going to go to E. We're going to examine it. I don't know about you guys, but when I get scared or when I get mad, I have a tendency to have things get elevated and now they're out of proportion. Anybody else with me on that? Where you're mad at something or you're scared about something. We were hiking on a mountain trail and a mountain goat came up and literally chased us down the switchbacks of the mountain. It was a daddy goat protecting his babies. We all kind of crested at the same time, so nobody knew the other was there. And we got home that night and I was talking to my husband and I said, "I know we were kind of in a dangerous situation, but I don't really understand why everybody was so afraid of the goat. Like, were we afraid it was gonna like stomp us? Like, I'm trying to figure out why we were all so fearful." And he goes, "Babe, did you not see the horns on that thing? Like, those impale people." And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even remember that there were horns on that thing that could impale me. So we need to stop and examine it, because sometimes we under and sometimes we over. I do typically have a situation that I will over exaggerate it in my head. And so we need to just take a hot minute. We need to take a deep breath and we need to say, okay, this feels like it's a level 10 emergency. It doesn't feel good. I'm scared out of my mind. But let me just take a second. Let me evaluate this. Let me examine it. Is it really like a 6 or a 5? Okay, so we're going to face it. We're going to acknowledge that we're in a tough situation. We're going to examine it and get it in its appropriate place so that we can respond appropriately. And then we're going to do that. We're going to take A and we're going to apply it. We're going to take action. What do we need to do in this current moment to get us past this moment? Maybe we need to send a quick text. Maybe we need to make a quick phone call. Maybe sometimes we just need to lay down and take a nap, because maybe what we're doing is we are responding the way we are because we are so exhausted and we are so overtired. We don't have any control over our emotions and we just need to lay down and take a nap. Whatever we need to do in that moment, we need to take action, so that we can take the situation we're in and begin to move past it. So we've got face it, examine it, apply, take action, and then for R, we're going to remove it. We're going to be done. We've now taken our action to resolve this situation, or at least take the first step in resolving this situation, and we're going to go on about our day. We don't want to stay and sit here and dwell. When we stay and sit here and dwell in these things, that is where there's a lot of stuff that is allowed to come in and really kind of just play around in that heart and head of ours. And it can really lead us backwards instead of moving us forwards. So when we have these moments of fear, we're going to draw intentionally on God's power, God's love, God's sound mind. And all four of those steps are now going to be clear for us to do, because we've said, Lord, what do I do? I am in this moment. I'm in this moment of fear and I don't know what to do. And he says, I've got you. I've got power, love, and a sound mind. And because you're made in my image, this is yours to draw on as well. So yeah, we do experience those feelings of fear. But they are feelings, they are signals, and we come in with the power of God, with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, leading, guiding, and directing us, and showing us how we move forward to get through it. So you guys, as you go through your weeks and you pop into those moments of fear or uncertainty, I want you to remember 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.